Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You forgot to include the West Bank in that list of all that stuff.
Yeah. John Curtis.
So, Alan, I mean, what was that like for you? Football immortality. You are now a part of it.
Oh, man. It's you can't even put it into words what it meant the week to my family. Finally getting the jacket, being in there, giving the speech. The whole experience was just it just leaves you speechless, and it's just a magnificent weekend up there. And, to be in there with those guys, and not just to be with them. I've said this story a couple of times, but I am one of those guys, right? I haven't clicked over to say I am one of those guys in the room now. But everybody was just so great, and it was a great week.
Alan, this is Mike. First of all, congratulations, man. So proud of you. But I remember you and I had this conversation couple years back, and you told me, man, I played in some meaningful games, played Super Bowl Sunday, Pro Bowls, but that was nothing like coming out of that tunnel the first time at Tiger Stadium. And so the comparison, going into Pro Football Hall of Fame and that moment that you had talked about, that first moment running out on Tiger Stadium.
Man, I tell you what, I was backstage. I had my little pregame playlist before I walked out on the stage to give my speech, and I was back there pacing. I might as well have had pads on and ready to run out in the Tiger Stadium. I was amped. I was so, there's such a buildup for it, and you get nervous, and all of a sudden you're like, man, this is it, man. I've been waiting my whole career. I've worked. Everything is for this one moment, man. I'm ready for it. And one of the photographers got a picture of me back there pacing around where I got my gay face on and my AirPods are in and just getting ready to go, man. I was pumped, but I don't think anything can beat walking out on that stage in the moment that it actually happens and you're on the team.
Alan, what I've been most impressed with you is that how long you played, but the significant impact you had. Any time, to me, if you make an all-decade team, that means you're putting a lot of skins on the wall. And then how can you play all those games and you never got penalized? What, did you get the fish or something? I mean, you got to teach that technique to a few young linemen.
That's why he's coaching today, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, that's charge money for those tricks, Bobby. Just lucky, man. Lucky, and you know what? There's a trick to it, man. There's a skill to it, an art form to knowing when to tug and when to let go. And I guess I just had a good feeling of that one.
Alan, not only are you Pro Football Hall of Famer, six-time first-team All-Pro, but the Pittsburgh Steelers all-time team. When you consider the tradition of that organization, you mentioned among the all-time best in that organization as well, has got to be written.
Yeah, it's not like the Jaguars. No, it's the Steelers. Come on.
Yeah. There's a couple names right there, right? They've got their own Hall of Fame there. So, when that happened in the 75th anniversary year for the Steelers, that was jaw dropping. I wasn't really thinking about it, and didn't even know they were making the team until I believe Mr. Rooney is the one who came and told me that I was on the team. I was just floored, and that was a special experience as well. And Coach Tomlin was the coach that year, my last year there, and they actually let us go to the ceremony and enjoy it the night before a game, which was just special. Anytime you get around all those old timers, man, the guys that, that started it for everything. It's such a special moment to be with those guys and to hang out.
Now, Alan, you look so lean and mean. I guess you could be in a bar. That's why I'd say, you'd say, yeah, I've played in the NFL as an offensive lineman. They go, yeah, right. Now, you got big features, but you don't have that lineman body anymore. Is that what? Are you still running marathons? I know you were able to accomplish that. Is that just a form of discipline to do that like you did with football or what? Because that's impressive to me. I was proud that I ran 3 miles, I think, twice in my life.
You know, it is a discipline. I always told myself when I was done playing, I was going to try and lose some weight. And, you know, I've never been this size in my life. I was always the kid with the Husky pants when I was a little kid. So, you know, I've never been this way, but it is a discipline. And, you know, I definitely don't run as much as I used to, but I still get out there and run. You know, my football career is starting to catch up with me a little bit here. So, but I do enjoy it. And enjoy the fact of not having to have an extra 70, 80 pounds on my body anymore. It makes moving around a little bit easier.
Alan, thinking back at your career, was there some couple of defensive linemen that gave you more trouble than others throughout that time frame? Because, you know, in the length of time, there had to be a player or two that gave you maybe more trouble than the average guy.
Sure. You know, up there in the AFC North with the Ravens, had plenty of battles with Haloti Ngata. Oh. And just a beast of a man and really smart and was hard to stop, man. He was just a hard guy to stop or move. You know, sometimes a win with him was a stalemate. You just had to regroup and get ready for the next play. The best guy and hardest guy is Warren Sapp. Without a doubt, the way he played the position – you had to change everything you do as an offensive lineman. So much about offensive line play is repetition and comfort zone. And he takes you straight out of it, and you had to work all week long preparing for it. You couldn't just show up on Sunday and say, all right, I'm going to change it up today and do everything this way. Warren attacked the game a lot like a defensive end, but in a defensive tackle's body. And when you're inside, when you're in the center of guard position, and you're the front of the pocket in the passing game, you're not allowed to give up ground like a tackle is against a defensive end. So, you know, you had to change how you played. You had to play kind of a hybrid tackle slash guard and kind of invent something new to play against them and have success on a regular basis.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Alan Bennett, the former LSU Tiger. Alan, I know you're very proud of LSU and that football program, and I'm sure you're proud of what Coach O has accomplished so far, right?
Oh, man, most definitely, man. Love talking some LSU football. Love talking some Coach O. Man, you know, you talk about it around the country, and, you know, you start talking about Coach O, and people have no affiliation with LSU. Their eyes light up, and they get excited.
Can you impersonate Coach O? You got a good impersonation of him? I'll put you on the spot.
No, I don't have a good impersonation, no, so you can't put me on the spot. I got nothing.
Come on, Alan, you got to do it right now. Come on, Alan,
now,
you got to do it right.
Now, Alan,
there you go.
He's probably communicating with you now. A two-part question, Alan. First, why Virginia Beach, Virginia? You know, you can live anywhere you want. And then second, I'm sure Coach O says, now, Alan, if you see any ball players up in that Virginia
area, give me a call.
Yeah, you got to make me aware.
Yeah. You know, so when I retired, we did come back to New Orleans, but for family reasons, we needed to move away. And so we just found our way around a little bit up in the D.C. area for a little while and came back here to Virginia Beach. This is where my wife grew up from fourth grade on. So we've got family and friends here. My brother-in-law lives down the street about a mile away. And we're just up here at the beach.
Oh, now I know. Now I never knew that.
Alan, how you like the coaching end of it?
Coaching high school football, I enjoy it. It's exciting. It's, you know, it's a challenge. You know, it's not like you're coaching professional athletes. So you got to find that common ground with guys and where each kid has their own skill level set. And you got to kind of sift it out and push certain kids more than the others, but I enjoy it. It's definitely fun. This is my first year being the head coach, so I'm really excited to see how things go. We're doing a lot of changes, so We got a hard road ahead, but I think it's going to be good in the end.
So, Alan, you're not pulling a Sean Payton where you're the head coach and you're calling the plays too, or are you taking charge of everything, or are you just that leader, that figurehead? What's your approach?
I am going to be calling the plays.
Okay, yes.
It is hard to find a little balance between with the big guys in the trenches and
the skill.
Putting
people.
My finger on the whole, yeah, with the skill on the whole offense. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, and I've had to step away from the O line a little bit. But I've got a great coaching staff, so I'm able to do that.
Alan, are you going to stick to high school? You want to move on to the collegiate ranks or potentially the professional ranks?
You know, who knows? I'll never say never or no if somebody comes asking. But, you know, right now I'm enjoying doing this.
Alan Faneca, Pro Football Hall of Famer, six-time first-team All-Pro, former LSU Tiger, and West Banker. I got that in, Alan.
There you go. Now we can end on a good note.
Alan, thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Alan.
Congratulations, right, Alan.
Yeah, congratulations. Once
appreciate
again.
It.
Come back for Delco and Longshoreman and you two at 504. 260-1870 on our
Oakland
Heart Jewelers.
Well, Chris, I can tell you, if LSU had a line of Alan Faneca's, I'm telling you, no, I'm not worried about anything. I'm telling you, we would be right up there with Alabama win the SEC.
If only.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.